Hello, everybody, and this is a Rage Quit Radio special report. A little bit of breaking news. This is Mike, and I am alongside.
This is Brian.
And it is just the two of us, the Electric City Press Gang crew, so to speak, because today, earlier today, and I say today because I'm actually going to post this tonight. Earlier today, the announcement was made concerning Scarab. That is the South Carolina area role players and board gamers gaming convention that is held every Martin Luther King Jr. weekend in Columbia, South Carolina. This year, that means it is January 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, four-day con. Del Collins, along with a little bit of help from Brian, was talking to Will Hungerford, the powers that be behind the Press Gang and Organized Play at Privateer Press, and Scarab will host what, as far as I know, will be the first ever Masters event in the state of South Carolina ever.
Yep.
So, we are going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on at Scarab. The schedule, as it was originally posted on Warhorn, probably sometime last week, is terribly wrong. We're going to tell you where to find everything, or at least it was. It's in the process of being fixed. Mostly is fixed, from what I can tell. So, we'll tell you a little bit about what's going on at Scarab, and talk about, you know, how cool this whole thing with Masters is going to be, because, I mean, Masters, I saw you make an analogy earlier today on Facebook I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, and I cried when I wrote that because I despise football.
So what we're going to do is is there any sports you like?
Not really.
Okay, well.
Soccer. I like soccer.
Okay.
But so, I'm passing, but we'll stick with football because that kind of counts for both. For our European listeners.
Well, no, we'll talk about football. So here's the way it works, not American football. So the analogy would be simple. If you're thinking about it from a sports context, for anyone out there who does not know what Masters is, and we've actually run into a few of those because, well, there's never been one around here. Very simple. If you think of a tournament at your friendly local game store, that's high school sports.
Yep.
So then if you go to a convention and you play in your average convention events, then that would be like playing in college.
Right. You got teams coming in from a regional area that compete against each other at that point.
Yep. And then once you get to Masters, Masters is like playing in the pros. So, I mean, this is when it's Privateer Press touts it as essentially the gold standard for competitive convention play. And then once you get to, say, Iron Gauntlet or War Machine Weekend or some of the Select Masters events like Gen Con or Lock and Load, that's where you've gone past playing Major League Soccer and you are now in the World Cup kind of deal.
Right.
But
it's essentially your dream teams at that point.
Yeah. And so we are super, super excited that Masters will be part of Scarab 2015. We've talked about Scarab off and on the podcast. As it relates to the Scarab Championships, which was something that was announced last year and has been going on throughout the year for qualifying events, this does not affect the Scarab Championships overly much. So here's what is currently on the docket. Friday is going to be the one and only preliminary heat for the Scarab Championships. There have been 10 players who have already gotten their buys to the championship round at Scarab. That's going to be on Sunday. And 4 players will fill slots at Scarab. 2 will be filled at Siege of Augusta, which is the same weekend, a little bit over 45 minutes down the road, 45 minutes to an hour down the road.
Well, on the Siege front, we're not sure because Corey wants to come up and play in Masters.
So, stay tuned. We'll let you know when the Siege event is, but
hopefully they'll hold it on Friday if they can.
Yeah, and so if that one is a little bit up in the air, but their press gangers working to try and get... Corey Hockman organizes the events at Siege of Augusta for War Machine, and so they're trying to play with that a little bit right now.
Yeah, I kind of murdered a piece of my soul when we got Masters, because we've been working with Corey to try to coexist with him, and he's done the same for us, and getting Masters, if the experienced players know, this is the event. It shuts down a lot of other events around the areas that are not Masters.
And we actually sat down, you and I spoke about it yesterday, trying to figure out where Masters should fall. At one point it was discussed that it would essentially replace the Scarab Championships and be the Sunday event. But the Scarab Championships is something that we've actually been building up to for a year. There are players who've earned the right to play in that round of 16, so we don't want to take that away from them. And the style of that is going to be different than what Masters entails. So,
and there's also the logistics of it. This is a new convention for many people, and having to dedicate an entire day Sunday to play when they're probably going to have to work Monday.
Yeah,
it's rough on players when that happens, and we didn't want to punish them like that.
Yeah, Scarab is a four-day convention. It goes all the way through Martin Luther King Day on Monday, and most conventions are 3 days for a reason. A lot of people have to be at work on Monday, and not every place closes for MLK Day. So, the logistics was the other part. Saturday is the day with the most traffic. Saturday is the day that people can sleep in the next day. So should be good to go on that front. Friday, I said, that's the one and only Scarab preliminary heat. It's going to be a 35-point event. There's two lists required. It's a 32-seat maximum for that tournament. We use the chess clocks. And on that one, at least the top two players from that event will move on to the Scarab Championships on Sunday. We're also... my colleague and fearless leader in all things press gangery sitting next to me here has informed me that we're going to try something that is so eminently suicidal we have not actually attempted this since we ran OCD a few years ago, which is we're going to try running six events in 3 days. So take the fun events at the moment until you see them posted with a bit of a grain of salt, but this is the plan at the moment. Right now, Friday, you were saying...
Spell draft.
So we'll try to break out spell draft. I haven't read through that. It looks hilarious. Why don't you tell everybody what that doesn't know what a spell draft is, what it is?
Essentially, we've got a pack of spell cards. It's just like going to a Magic tournament for those that have done it. You get a booster pack. You pull out the cards. You pick one. You pass it to the right. And then you get cards from your left. And you're building your deck via drafting is what they call it. By the end of it, you'll have a stack of cards, about 8 cards. This builds your spell deck, or your spell card for your Warcaster and Warbeast if you're playing the Horde side of it, because some of them are marked as an Animus. Then you go into play, and you play the tournament with that, with those cards as if you always had them. It's kind of hilarious because you can get all kinds of broken spells that shouldn't be together.
Yeah, it sounds like to me, I mean, essentially, you go into the tournament and assume that your spellcaster spell card is blank.
Yep.
You're going to create the spell card through the draft. And, yeah, I mean, there's things like they've always said, as a, for instance, it was one of the big things when Assyria dropped, they will never give distraction to any faction with an Arknode. Well, who's to say you can't wind up with it?
Yeah. I haven't looked closely at it because the events... hadn't had a chance to run it yet, and I usually don't read rules until right before I'm around them. So I'm fresh with them, actually, because if I read them now, I'll get preconceived notions and scan them and skip the important parts. So I'll read the rules right before I run it and get really familiar with it. So I don't know what all of them are, but I know that one of Vlad's broken spells on there. I think Harvey's, one of her broken spells are on there. And
what I found interesting, I've glanced at the spell cards themselves, not necessarily all the rules,
yeah,
because I, in my head, it's like I've run enough booster drafts to know how this works, but, and I'm probably wrong, but I was looking at some of the spells and whatnot, and it looked like they did deliberately attempt to make the booster packs, for want of a better term,
yes,
somewhat balanced. So, I mean, I'm guessing they probably rigged it up like you would a CCG pack. So, here's Signs Importance.
Yep.
But then over here's Arcane Bolt.
What's hilarious is we had, like, Pete Mace had the brilliant idea, I'll just take all the fast spells, the things that make you faster, and shut down your army with it. So that everybody he played against had no spells that gave them speed, so all of a sudden they could not get Pathfinder. They could not get the +2 movement due to quickening, stuff like that.
Hmm.
And basically, he took them all for himself, so his list was built to shut down slow lists.
Yeah.
So there's some strategies to doing that, and I think those cards are out there somewhere for anybody to look them up. So you can actually build a list to leverage that.
It seems like a really fun tournament. I heard they did one at Mace. I wasn't at Mace, and my apologies as you listen to this. Yes, Almost Live was at Mace, No, it hasn't been edited yet. My personal life sucks as far
so,
as
so
free
we'll
time.
Call this one Almost Dead.
Yeah, this is Rage Quit Radio, barely breathing. And so, that's going to get uploaded hopefully sometime over Thanksgiving weekend, maybe. And I will go ahead and make this announcement for anyone that's listening. We actually got a new editor. So the next episode you hear of the regular show, which will be 28, it's the second part of mine and Nathan Starwalt's Exigence discussion, that is actually the last episode I'm editing, which means they might actually get up in a more timely manner now. So
who is editing the episodes now?
We have promoted the intern. So Crispy Roodler, our intern, is now the associate producer of Rage Quit Radio.
So he's intern 2.0.
He's the associate producer. He listens to the show, Brian. We can't call. He's the associate producer of Rage Quit Radio now. So, but yeah, he's the intern 2.0. So, Friday, prelim heat one. Well, now prelim heat only for the Scarab Championship and Spell Draft. That's on the docket for Friday. Saturday will be Scarab Masters. And that event has a 64 player cap. That's a space constraint, just the venue itself. This is the first time they've ever done Masters. It is the first time that they have ever gotten a War Machine tournament of this scope. So we've got the 64 player cap on it. We highly encourage that you pre-register for this event. Pretty, pretty please. And I know you've set up a way for people to go ahead and just start emailing lists in as soon as they're ready for it.
Right. I'm not going to put this anywhere but the Warhorn site. I want you to pre-register. There's a link that should be there. I'll double-check it when I start getting the rest of these up. But in there is a link to a Excel spreadsheet. It's a template. You just pull it over. You can download it. Put your list in and then email it to me. My email address is listed on the Warhorn site for the Masters event. If you don't want to do the spreadsheet, I will take War Room. Just shoot your War Room list to me via email. I will go ahead and translate them to the spreadsheet for you. So anybody that does this, your spreadsheet will be printed out and on hand when you arrive. So all you have to do is show up and say, I'm here.
And for anyone out there, you're hearing us say Warhorn a lot. Warhorn is a website that several different conventions and events use for event registration organization. It is Warhorn, WARHORN.net. That's Warhorn.net, and there'll be a link in the show notes for this so that you'll know how to get there, as well as a link to the Scarab website, which I've always tried to avoid saying out loud on the show as far as how you get there, because it's long, because they had to hyphenate everything.
Privateer Press forums, go there, general yep. discussions. There is a Scarab convention, Scarab 2015 convention post. It is probably on the first or second page. I'm trying to keep it up on top with relevant information. Just go in there, search for Scarab, S-C-A-R-A-B. It has all the links you need. It has links directly to the Warhorn site. You must register with Scarab before you can register on Warhorn. You'll pay your bill, go into Warhorn, you'll sign up, and then you'll get an email saying you can now register on Warhorn.
Right. They are getting people to, if you want to register for the events, you have to have a paid ticket first. You can, registering on Warhorn itself is entirely free, but to actually register Scarab events, you have to have a Scarab pass. So you pay for the Scarab pass and they unlock you accordingly.
And here's some nifty little information. Scarab is $50 currently. It will go up as we get closer. It's a typical convention policy. But find an internal member, William Piver, me, we can get passes for $40 from now until a week or so before the convention starts.
And so if you want to get more about that, you can see the information, I think, for all the Scarab events without it being unlocked. You just can't register, which means you can find Brian's email address and contact him.
That information is also on the Privateer Press forums.
Yeah, there you go. Or even, I guess, just shoot a message to him on the forums. So, Scarab Masters, if you are not familiar with what Masters is, and I imagine just from the wealth of people I've had experienced players who I will not out on this show actually go, well, I don't know what that means. So, here's what Masters is. Masters is a 3-list required 50-point tournament. I will say this once, and hopefully the only time I will ever have to say it. If you hear X list required, yes, that's D&C 1. It's the same thing. It's in the rules. Go read them. 50 points, 3 lists required, chess clocks are being used. It is a maximum 64-player field for Scarab. The plan right now is check-in will end that day because we are expecting a good number of players. We're expecting the largest crowd ever for a War Machine and Hordes tournament at Scarab. I'll be honest, it won't take much more than like 10, but we're hoping for 32. That's the Privateer Press minimum for a Masters event, and that is certainly what we're shooting for. So if you're within the sound of my voice or know anyone else that plays War Machine and Hordes, get them to Scarab.
I'll go ahead and put this out there. My reputation's on the line. I beg. I did some sacrificing. I'm sorry to those poor animals for this. But
he used to have 4 cats. He now has 2.
But this took a whole lot of work, and
it did.
We appreciate if you can make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to do everything I can to make this possible. I've gotten free passes for Scarab or at a couple events around the South Carolina, Georgia area. So check with Corey Hartman. He's running an event that will be giving away one. There's going to be one in Columbia. There's one coming up in Charleston. One of the prizes is a free pass to Scarab. The Eternal membership. If you are an Eternal member, let us know. Get your name out there. Let your friends know. They don't advertise it too much, but yes, you can get a pass for somebody for $40. But this is a pretty big deal. And like I said, I put a lot on the line to make sure this happens, so I can appreciate any help you guys can turn around and give me back.
And Del Collins, the man behind Scarab, the convention organizer, I shouldn't necessarily call him the man behind Scarab because I think he'd be the first to tell you there's a whole lot of people behind Scarab. But Del Collins, the gentleman that organizes Scarab, has made it a stated goal. He wants War Machine and Hordes to be a big part of Scarab now and down the road in the future. He wants this to be a staple of Scarab. And he last year basically told us at one point, I want Masters or bust. Well, we got Masters, so we don't bust.
That's he went page 5 on us.
Yes. So 64 player maximum. Check-in ends at 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning. This is to give our judges time to go over any of the lists that come in on site. The dice will roll at 9 a.m., and we're going to try and stick to a very close schedule because if we actually hit 64 players, we're playing 6 rounds, we're going to be there a while. Masters uses a condensed number of scenarios as compared to Steamroller. Now, I am giving you this information based off of the Masters 2014 document. If the Masters 2015 document is out by Scarab, it may well be used. That'll be announced ahead of time. But it's 3 lists. 50 points, character restricted, of course. Chess clock, if you want to see what the scenarios are that are the Masters scenarios as of this moment, go to the Privateer Press website. It's on the Organized Play tab. You'll find it there. Not hard to get to. And they are Steamroller scenarios. It's just 6 specific Steamroller scenarios that were handpicked for Masters play. So that is going to be there. Now, because Scarab Masters is replacing what would have been the second preliminary heat for the Scarab Championships. If you're already in the Scarab Championship final rounds, you can't play in a preliminary round. Common sense, we would like, you know, as many people who haven't had a chance to get there yet to get there. The Masters is open to everybody. So the top 2 players who have not already punched their ticket into the Scarab Championship round on Sunday will be able to do so through Scarab Masters. So we'll do that as well. And with Masters, we're planning on there being 6 rounds. So right now, I believe the loose plan is we're going to take a lunch break and a dinner break because we're not cruel slave drivers. So
you're not, but good thing I'm not running the tournament.
Yeah, good thing Brian isn't actually the guy that runs the tournaments at these conventions.
Actually, so we're working with Dale to arrange for water drops.
And perhaps tickets, other amenities.
Tickets for food if possible. They're looking into it. No promises, but we will do everything we can to make the games go smoothly, to make sure you have plenty of time to take a break. You don't have to go hunt for anything. I'll map out and tell you where food is if we don't have food drops coming in.
Yes. So we're looking at trying to make this a really smooth run event and a lot of fun for the players so that you can sit there and concentrate on playing a game. there are going to be 2 1-hour breaks over the course of the tournament because it's we know how stressful these things are. So that is going to be the main event on Saturday. Now, we're planning to do, tentatively, one of our always popular events Saturday night. Everyone's going to be punch drunk, which fits perfectly.
Speaking of which, Scarab allows beer.
Yeah. So Scarab is not a dry haul. No hard liquor, but they do permit beer on the premises. I don't know if it's actually they sell beer there or if it's they allow it to be brought in.
We'll just say they allow beer on the premises.
Yeah.
And you can check for the rules yourself.
Yeah.
Just like no hard liquor, check the rules for yourself.
Yeah.
And
we would greatly appreciate that if anyone is playing in this event, or frankly is there period, please be considerate of others. And if you're going to get sloppy drunk, do that in your hotel room, not where there are tons and tons of people around and or small children. Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious for about 5 minutes, and then it gets pathetic.
Okay, as we were saying, yeah. Highlander, I believe you were talking about.
Yeah, see, when I said punch drunk, I thought you were going to segue into Highlander, and because it's great when you're punch drunk. And then again, it might be great if you're just plain drunk. But
I think I'll do the Joker's Wild variant as well.
Okay, so if you don't know what that means, when we do Highlander, it's called Highlander Thunderdome. It's where we put 13 players on a single table. And,
or get really crazy and do 2 tables of 26 players.
Yeah, we've done both versions. Brian wanted to shoot me at GnomeCon 3 because of that. But regardless of what we wind up doing, 13 players on a single table, you bring one Warcaster along with whatever standard equipment comes with them and any non-character, non-huge base model. Have we permitted characters before in Highlander?
I think we have, but I don't think we do now.
Okay,
it's
so
just, you can get some real broke combinations that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, so it's non-character, non-huge base, Warjack or Warbeast, as the case may be.
And no huge base models
yeah,
at all.
No so huge base models, period.
Can't bring the huge base Warcasters.
Yep, so no Battle Engine casters. You come, you play, you are randomly assigned one of 13 spaces on the table. It is a 6x4 table as opposed to a 4x4 table, and there is a constantly shrinking kill box as the game progresses, depending on either how much time has passed or how many players have been eliminated. Last man standing wins, and perhaps the most fun and interesting part of Highlander is the reason it's 13 spaces is because there's 13 ranks in a deck of cards. Maybe you see where this is going. You're assigned a spot at the table based off a draw card out of a deck. And that is also how initiative is determined every round. So
nothing sucks worse than going last, popping your feet, and losing your feet next round because you went first.
How you doing, Chris Brown? So that happened to him, and it was hilarious to watch the meltdown that ensued, but it did suck if you were Chris Brown.
Damiano regrets nothing.
Yes, I think we've told that story once on this show. That is going to be a lot of fun. The Joker's Wild variant is we leave the 2 Jokers in the deck. We designate one the Red Joker, one the Black Joker. And essentially, if the Joker pulls up, then whatever card comes next gets some sort of special effect. If it's the good Joker, then if you've popped your feet, you get your feet back. I think it's the way we've done that in the past. If you haven't popped your feet, it's what? You get an extra focus that
yep.
round? And then if Black Joker comes up, I frankly forget how you get screwed, but it's just not good.
Actually, I think I've modified it since then. There's actually a list of things that can happen, one of 6 things. The list changes from tournament to tournament, so to keep it interesting and kind of just surprise everybody. But the Black Joker is pretty bad because one of the things is you get the bounty, which means that anybody that attacks you is automatically boosted to hit and damage you. There are some other negative effects. For example, you could lose your focus point. And there will be some more stuff. Like I said, I come up with a list right before the tournament just to keep it surprising and interesting.
And we call it Highlander Thunderdome. The Thunderdome is obvious because there can be only one. You know, 13 enter, one person leaves. There can be only one is the reference to Highlander. And in that instance, it is if your Warcaster or Warlock personally assassinates another Warcaster or Warlock in melee, then you receive the Quickening, which results in you getting a cumulative +1 bonus to both your mat and your defense for the remainder of the game. And that gets hilarious because alliances are formed quickly and dissolve about as fast. and it's great to watch. So I hope Jason Sanders is there, because he's always amusing to see in this. And I might have just ruined the chances of anyone trusting him, but that's okay.
You don't trust anybody in Highlander, ever.
Well, not if you're smart about it. So that brings us to Sunday. Sunday, we will start a little later in the day, because we know Saturday's going to run late. So Sunday will be the Scarab Championships. The Scarab Championships are invitation only by their nature. You have to have gotten into the Scarab Championships either at Scarab through the preliminary heat or through Masters. Or you have to have gotten in through one of the Scarab Convention Opens that has happened over the course of this year. And it's going to be Iron Gauntlet style. You bring two lists. It's 50 points. There is no paint requirement like Iron Gauntlet. When we say Iron Gauntlet style, it means you bring your lists, but you're not faction locked. You can bring one Krix list and one Legion list. You can bring a Signar list and a Merc list. Not to say you can't bring both lists of the same faction if you want to, but you can bring a different list for each faction, which is really interesting. It was something you and I both really loved about Iron Gauntlet when we first looked at it, because it's not now simply how well do you know this faction, it's how well do you know every faction, because you can't predict what someone's going to bring.
That's right.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and that will be the Scarab Championships, which will be paired up with a tournament. We're going to do something fun, relaxing, at least on paper, on Sunday, which has become the our Scarab specialty fun tournament, and that is Temporal Stress, which will return for the third straight year at Scarab. So this is Brian's demented invention, which has been modified a little bit every time we do it, constantly being worked on. But what is the basic principle of Temporal Stress?
I wish I had the post in front of us, because we have a great summary, which is basically comes up to no plan survives the engagement with the enemy. Temple Stress takes the battlefield and throws in random factors. I love random factors. Everybody else hates them, but I love them. Things that can happen during Temple Stress: the clock can have its time reduced permanently for the rest of the tournament. So you go from normal time limits to hardcore.
Yeah, you would, so 50 points, you go from an hour to 42 minutes, but you're still playing 50 points.
Right. Well, I think there's something in there that can put us down to frenzy time limits. There is things that can reduce the amount of points in your army randomly, or not completely randomly, but reduce the amount of points in your army. All of these rules are posted online. The tournament is on the Scarab Warhorn site, is currently listed Saturday night. It will move to Sunday. The rules will stay the same. There's a couple other factors. One of them is nothing happens this round. So every round is a 4-round fixed tournament, no matter how many players we have. And every round, one of six things will happen. The hope is that you pull the nothing happens one the first round or second round.
Yeah. Now, I've watched tournaments happen where you can wind up playing. I don't think it's you actually wind up in frenzy time limits. It's you can wind up at like 20-minute time limit. Minute time limit.
Yeah, I wish I had this in front of me, so I'll give you a little bit more. Here's something that is unique to it. I don't see it often. It does use Commander Crucible. I do not know if the Steamroll 2015 has this printed, so check out 2014. Basically, you bring one battle group and three lists with you. The battle group is your Warcaster or Warlock and Warjack Warbeast, and what you do is you pair them up with one of three lists you have.
And I believe any attachments to the Warcaster are part of that battle group for the purposes of Commander's Crucible.
Right.
And so it's a lot of fun. It's very interesting. I mean, I've watched one version of Temporal Stress. I watched one Temporal Stress tournament where it started as a 50-point tournament, one-hour time limit. Very first round, it's, well, congratulations, now you're playing 42 minutes with your 50 points. And then the next round became, oh, we're dropping to 35 points, so you got to cut stuff out of your list frantically on the spot. Where now we're at 35 points, and so you're doing now you're doing 30 minutes. And so I've watched it, it's hilarious to watch. There was one, I think, and I don't know if this is still on the list. There was one, it was Dirty Bomb, where bad things happen to your caster.
Ah, Dirty Bomb, where you lose D6 health, and that's across the board for everybody.
Yeah.
It's Dirty Bomb. The other one is your opponent picks the caster they're playing against.
Yeah. So there's lots of different stuff on there that's a lot of fun. So Scarab, 2015 Scarab 5, their fifth annual convention, is going to be a lot of fun. You can check out our show notes. We will have a link to Warhorn and a link to the Scarab website. You can also find the events will be listed on Clockwork Arms as well, I'm quite certain. I know most of them already are.
Yep.
So you'll be able to find them in those various places. Check out the Privateer Press forums. I know you're posting at every forum you can find, basically, where you're a member.
Yeah, eventually I'll hit DAC and DAC. I'll probably do that tomorrow.
So the information will be out there. Also, check out, if you're on Facebook, I believe Scarab certainly has a Facebook page.
Yep.
There are details there. Del Collins has already started spamming pictures of what the trophy will look like. We will have the actual Masters trophy from Privateer Press there. I highly approve of it because it's an Ironclad's hand. So, but I'm a Signar player, so that, what do you expect? But a lot of fun. Quick recap. Friday afternoon into Friday night. Prelim round one, 35 points for Scarab. Top two players move to the Scarab Championships on Sunday. Then spell draft will be Friday night. Move over to Saturday. Saturday is going to be Scarab Masters. That's the big one. Please show up. Please be ready to play. And please come out in droves because we want to... I'll be honest, I never like turning players away from an event, but it would be a great sign if we wind up and have to tell somebody, hey man, I'm sorry, you're player 73. We don't necessarily have room. So then that's why we say, please pre-register. Because all of these events have set seat limits.
If we hit 72 players,
we might find room.
Dale may find room.
Yeah.
Dale
has threatened to rent out extra space, so if necessary. So
I mean, we could get the old convention center.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Well. So there is going to be that. So you've got Scarab Masters on Saturday. You have we're going to have Highlander Thunderdome, The Joker's Wild on Saturday night. Then come Sunday, it is the Scarab Championships. Even just be around to watch because the field that's in that right now is a tremendous field of players from this area. Have punched their ticket into that. Corey Hockman, Liam Piver, Daniel Marthaler, Pete Mace, Jared Fisher. Lots of friends of the show. I'm leaving people out because I don't have the list in front of me right now. But Keith Creesa, another friend of the show. If I left him out, he'd be pissed. I talked to him this morning about this stuff. but a lot of these great guys are going to be there and playing in that. So maybe even if you just want to show up and watch a really good tournament, there's going to be that. Also, that same day will be Temporal Stress, which is, of course, loads of fun. And if you just want a frantic and unpredictable tournament, then show up for that. And we're going to have lots of guys on hand.
Iron Arena. For anybody that just wants to show up, watch the tournaments, and not play, we will have Iron Arena. We do this every year. Prize support for my Iron Arena is a little different from others. We actually have models. I have level 7 games. I've got Bodger games in there. There's a lot of stuff you can win by just playing Iron Arena. Also, Monday. We are there Monday. We do not have a tournament listed, an event listed. I am probably going to get something out there that just says War Machine Hordes open event, and what we're going to do is, based on the number of people that show up, I've got one or two crazy ideas in my head. Y'all might be able to participate in an experiment.
Uh-huh. So Brian's experiments are often mind-boggling, and but
that's where
really
Temple
cool.
Stress came from.
Yeah, I mean, it was an experimental tournament, so you never know. Yeah, and Iron Arena, you can never stress. I mean, it's Chuck E. Cheese for grown-ups. Come out playing it, even if you don't like competitive play. That's what Iron Arena's for. Show up, have fun,
yeah, we'll
play
have
games, win stuff.
Allen Hopping, we'll have the Scrapyard Rumble, which are two scenarios there for Iron Arena. Allen Hopping has just got some crazy rules about tornadoes that throw big models all over the place and put substantial damage on Colossals and Gargantuans.
On a table that is mostly deep water.
Yeah. With some special rules so that models that are immune to deep water don't survive it.
Yeah.
And then the Scrapyard Rumble, we've had people always interested, but we got tournaments always going, so it's hard to do it. But it is a, what would you call it?
I would call it, it's a junkyard version of King of the Hill.
Right. But you put a card up for your caster because...
Yeah, it's almost like the old arcade fighting games where it's, because there can be up to 5 players playing that scenario simultaneously. And you don't ever actually, the scenario theoretically goes all weekend long. It's theoretically one game that lasts 4 days. But you don't leave the table till you're eliminated, and you can't come on the table if there's five players. So it's like the old fighting games in the arcade. Put your quarter down. Winner stays, loser pays. You put your quarter down, and you know, in this case, you put your caster's card on the table. And when the guy, one of the guys is up there, gets eliminated, you're next in line. So very cool feel. It got a lot of face time at GnomeCon 3 and was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people were wanting to play it more, but the tournaments kept coming up, and they're like, ah. They were aggravated because they had to actually, they wanted to do the tournament, but they really wanted to do this as well. I'll probably do what I did last time, which is Impudent Mortal, a lot of their terrain are presented on some of these more fleshed out tables that we use for just fun play. I'll probably have some Impudent Mortal terrain that will go to the person that stays on the table the longest and earns the most points. That's something unique to Scrapyard Rumble.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Iron Arena, other games will be there to play. We generally have the whole gamut of Privateer Press games there to play.
Level 7, Bodgers, Iron Kingdoms. I'm hoping to put together some Level 7 events, so if you're not looking to play in the tournaments and you want to try some other games, keep your eyes out for that. That'll probably be up next week once we get the Swarm Machine stuff pinned down.
Yep. So keep an eye out for all of that. It's going to be a fun, fun time. Check the show notes for details on how to find the Scarab website and the Warhorn page so you can go get everything registered and make it known that you're going to be at Scarab 5, because this is, like I said, I could be wrong. If I am, somebody email us and let me know so I stop looking like an idiot. But turn out for the first Masters event in South Carolina history. And if we have our way, it won't be the last. So, folks, we will see you. We're both going to be at Scarab 5. So, I'm Mike.
I'm Brian.
And we'll see you next time, not only on Rage Quit Radio, but at Scarab 5 in Columbia, South Carolina. You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQRpodcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic, ragequitradio.podomatic.com, or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.